Canada Day usually draws thousands of people downtown for food, games, live music, and of course, the fireworks all on the hill. But this year, it will be a very different scene. All the official celebrations have been moved online, and despite the pandemic, people are figuring out how to mark the occasion in new ways. The CBC's Ash Abraham went out to the Byward Market to check in with businesses and ask how people's plans have changed.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, Canada, our home and native land.
What's this Canada Day look like for you guys?
Well, this Canada Day is a little bit different because we don't have a lot of people in Ottawa here, so it's kind of different. So it's going to be a little bit more quiet.
Mm-hmm. So what are your plans this year?
I don't know, more relaxed, just at home with some family.
What did you do last year?
We're on a plane.
You are traveling. That's you, right? We can't travel as much this year. You've got pure maple sugars. You've got biscuits and the cookies and the candies and chocolate.
Yes, it's all essential Canadian maple syrup. Yeah.
Do you expect that on Canada Day, you'll have more business?
I'm crossing my fingers because I'll be here.
So you've been here for a while.
Yes, ma'am. I've been here since I was almost 5 years old.
You're kidding.
I worked on the market for the longest time with my grandfather, so. Well, people will think that we're all closed down because the fruits and vegetables are closed down, but we're not. We're open.
How long have you been in the market?
All my life. 30 years doing my own business, but I've been here all my life.
So for Canada Day, what do you expect?
I don't expect much because there's nothing happening. There's no fireworks, there's no concert. I don't think it's going to be better than any regular day. Tourists were like 30% of my business, and that's another thing we're missing. And there was a lot of people working for the government, but now they're working at home. So we're missing those people too. And I really don't know. We're taking a day at a time, see how it goes, see if it's even worth it to be open. Mm. We'll decide as we go along.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Like, I'm going to give it a try, see how it goes.
How many beaver tails do you think you sold last Canada Day?
Yeah, probably 2,000 trips. And there's like crazy lineups of like probably 60 people at a time.
What's your guesstimate for this Wednesday?
Maybe 1,000.
What was it like last year?
Super busy. So many people in the market. Every day we'd have lines. We made like quite a bit of, a lot more than we're making now.
You guys are selling ice cream and french fries and poutine.
Yes.
What was Canada Day like last summer?
Canada Day was crazy. We were extremely busy. This entire street was blocked off and there was just like a sea of people. I lost my voice last Canada Day from just working on cash.
So what are you expecting this year?
I think this year probably won't be quite as busy because a lot of people want to stay home for quarantine still. And we'll see a lot of people downtown still because, you know, it's Canada Day.
So what are you guys doing for Canada Day?
I think we might have some friends over in the backyard maybe. Or maybe we'll go out and try to, you know, hit a beach or do something. And definitely have a few cold beers in store as well and celebrate.
So the spirit's the same, even though the location has changed.
Canada, we stand on guard
for peace. Bravo! Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate that.
CBC's Ash Abraham in the Byward Market, and I guess we'll ask how you plan to mark Canada Day tomorrow under these odd circumstances. You can tweet us at